Okay, if you'll repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my heart is perceiving.
And my heart is perceiving.
You're about to talk to me.
You're about to talk to me.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Well, we're going to make a visit in the Word that I pray will awaken us to what He wants during these days of awe. And I was pressed to go to Joel chapter 2. So if you want to come to Joel chapter 2, I'd like to kind of just run through some of it. You might read the entire letter of Joel. It's pretty exciting. And he's really talking to the elders, and some of us qualify for that leadership role. And it's really a call to repentance. And there's a lot about chapter 1 about the priests are designed of God to humble themselves and to go forward. But in chapter 2, it says, blow the trumpet in Zion. Well, we did that Sunday night. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick blackness. Thick blackness. That's the Amplified version. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was of old, nor ever will be in ages to come. This is about a people with a greater works mentality. So if you think you can just sit by and let everybody pick on you, as a believer, you need to adjust your thinking. Verse 3. Before them fire devours, behind them a flame blazes. Before them the land is like the Garden of Eden, behind them a desert waste. Nothing escapes them. They have the appearance of horses, and we know that there was a vision about the horse is flying. And the horses on the merry-go-round went around, and those that were active. If you think you can just sit on a horse and do nothing, it would be wise that you readjust your thinking. If you've never ridden a horse, you're missing out. If you've never ridden a horse, you're missing out. If you're just sitting there, you're going to be disappointed with your future. If it's time to ride, you need to get on the horse that moves. Got it? They have the appearance of horses. They gallop along like cavalry. Oh, with a noise like that of a chariot. They leap over the mountaintops. This looks like those horses are flying, right? Got it? Okay. Like a crackling fire consuming the stubble. What is he doing? He's been consuming the stubble inside of us. You say, well, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the stuff that you've inherited or picked up along the path of life that didn't come from God. Like a crackling fire consuming stubble, like a mighty army drawn up for battle. At the sight of them, nations are in anguish. Woo-hoo! Nations will awaken to the truth of the church, because that's what we're describing. At the sight of them, nations are in anguish. Every face turns pale. They charge like warriors, they scale walls like soldiers, and they all march in line, not swerving from their course. So you can't do it alone. Get it? You need to be flying with the others. Yeah. Doing it on your own, you're going to flop. It's not all about me, myself, and I. It's about him.
Amen.
And more of him and less of me. They all march in line, not swerving from their course. They do not jostle each other, so they don't start shoving each other because it won't work. Each marches straight ahead. They plunge through the defenses without breaking rank. They rush upon the city. They run along the walls. They climb into the houses like thieves. They enter through the windows. Before them, the earth shakes. The sky trembles. The sun and the moon are darkened and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. If you haven't got a circle around verse 11, you better put one. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number. And mighty are those who obey his commands. Obey what?
His commands.
So again, you know, what is this for? This is a picture of the church that is coming. And you say, well, now wait a minute. It doesn't sound like God. Really? Just think about this. How did Israel survive 1947? How did they survive 1917? How did they survive 1967 when they took over the city of Jerusalem? How? By being passive or by being obedient? They had all those nations against them, and they were able to what? Overcome and take back the land that was given to them. What happened to the earthly nations when our president declared Jerusalem the city that was now going to be the capital of Israel? Every nation almost said, no way! There was one, Brazil, stood and confirmed, yes. We're in a battle. And some of us have been trying to survive without moving on a horse that is sitting or standing still or half dead. Got it? It's time to move on a horse that moves. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number. The mighty are those who obey his commands. The day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it? Even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. He relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing. Grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the assembly. Bring together the elders. Gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber, and let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the temple porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? Verse 18, the Lord answers, then the Lord will be jealous for his land, and take pity on his people. The Lord will reply to them, I am sending you grain, new wine, and oil, enough to satisfy you fully. Never again will I make you an object of scorn to the nations. I will drive the northern army far from you, pushing it into a parched and barren land. With it, front columns going into the eastern sea, but those in the rear into the western sea, and in stench will go up, its smell will rise. Surely he has done great things. Be not afraid, O land, be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Be not afraid, O wild animal, for the open pastures are becoming green. Trees are bearing their fruit, and the fig trees and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, O people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains in righteousness. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains, as before. The threshing floor will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, and great locusts, and young locusts, and the other locusts, and the locust swarms. My army that I sent among you. Wow. Did you hear that? My army. He's happy. He's proud of you and I. But not when you sit around wondering if there's going to be anything that you need to do or should do or could do. Just go forward in obedience. Go forward in obedience. He's not asking you for more than obedience. That's all he's asking for. But if you're sitting like a bump on a log and wondering for somebody else to move, I would suggest you start changing your attitude. And before you go to bed tonight, you say, okay, God, I need instructions. I need clear instructions and I need to know what to do. Not all about me, but it's going to be all about him.
Amen.
That's the army. The army's not focused on me, myself, and I. The army is focused on getting the job done. And if you need to fast, ask him what kind of fast. And if you need to fast and pray, you need to fast and pray and obey. For one, giving up a cup of coffee might be a real sacrifice. For somebody else, they don't care. They drink tea. Got it? Don't go by somebody else's opinion. Or, oh, this one fasted for a week. Oh, they're so holy. Yeah, they're full of holes. Because they advertise their fast to everybody.
That's right.
When you're told to do something, keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
Don't advertise your program. I'm so great. Hear me when you say I'm so great or God has blessed me. This is wonderful, but it's not always the Holy Spirit. Got it? When it's not the Holy Spirit, it's not going to bring any glory to the army because the army's not intent upon self-service. The Marines don't go into a battle without training.
That's right.
The Navy SEALs don't go into a messy situation without what? Coordinates and practice and practice and practice. Until they can actually make it.
And they watch each other's backs too.
Yes, they do. They pray for one another. Okay? And if one is hurting, they pick him up and carry him to the finish line. So you see, you've got an example in the world. You say, well, I can't do anything. Well, with that kind of an attitude, get out of the service. Mm-hmm. You're not going to do any good. You're going to pull everybody down. Oh, I don't have any gifts. Well, guess what? Lord, I need gifts. I don't even know what I got, but I got something. And give me what I know that you have already given me. Awaken me.
Amen.
Awaken me. Wake me up.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, when the woman of God came in December a year ago, she said, we're dead in our heads. I've reread that so many times. And I'll tell you something. When you and I are only thinking about ourselves and our little circle, guess what? We're dead in our heads. And we're dead in our homes and we're dead in our beds. It's time to stop. It's time to awaken.
Amen.
Say, what can I do for my neighbor? What can I pray today for? You know, your circle of problems is so ingrained in you that you focus only on the problems. How about focusing on some victories for a change?
Amen.
Okay? If you see a lady walking down the sidewalk and you get a nudge to pull over, do it quickly. If she says, I'm falling apart and I'm dying on my every time I look in the mirror, big deal. Encourage her.
Amen.
Pray for her. Pray for him. Got it? It's not that hard. Before you go to sleep tonight, get your instructions. Lord, while I'm sleeping, download what I need. Okay? Give me a dream. I'm jealous. You know. Get the point? She gets a dream. I get a dream. She gets a dream. Why not me? Aren't you nosy? Aren't you jealous?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, then get with the action. Join the army.
Amen.
Okay? Amen. Now close your eyes. I was a little harsh on you.
That's okay.
Maybe a little tough.
No.
Close your eyes right now.
All right, it felt good.
Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm coming off my dead horse.
I'm coming off my dead horse.
It's time for me to get a live horse.
It's time for me to get a live horse.
And get a life.
And get a life.
I'm joining the army of the Lord.
I'm joining the army of the Lord.
And I'm going to obey.
And I'm going to obey.
But I can't obey until I get instructions.
But I can't obey until I get instructions.
So give me the instructions that I need.
So give me the instructions that I need.
And get through to me. You know I'm half dead.
And get through to me.
It's time for me to rise.
It's time for me to rise.
It's time to ride that horse with wings.
It's time to ride that horse with wings.
And to go as high as I can go.
And to go as high as I can go.
And if I need training, then train me, Lord. In Jesus' name. And I need grace.
And I need grace.
I need favor.
I need favor.
And I need your love.
And I need your love.
And encouragement.
Encouragement.
Because depression has been my friend.
Because depression has been my friend.
And he visits often.
And he visits often.
And when he comes, I need to give him a kick.
And when he comes, I need to give him a kick.
In the right place.
In the right place.
So he'll be out of my life.
So he'll be out of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I am a part.
I am a part.
Of the army of the Lord.
The army of the Lord.
And the captain of the host.
And the captain of the host.
Is on his job.
Is on his job.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's giving me instructions.
He's giving me instructions.
And the grace to carry it out.
And the grace to carry it out.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
We sign these scriptures. Any scriptures. Any scriptures.